Hello out there, my chosen sunflowers.
You have reached Revolution Radio. This is Montiel, and this is the Truth Teller Network. This episode is for my ladies, my queens out there. Yes, on the Truth Teller Network, I want you to appreciate and understand your net worth. Oh, there is much to be done and much to be realized, much to be appreciated and acknowledged, my precious queens out there. You know how I do it. You know how we do it. Expressing ourselves is key to our healing. And this poem that I wrote is an enlightenment for you, but it also helped me to be enlightened by my fellow women, my sisters out there. We must see the beauty in each other. This is not a competition. We were all made separately. We must love and fill each other up. When we have our cups running over, we should fill others up. It's not a flaunt that we would like to haunt others with, but it is a want to want to see others come up. Let's all come up out of the simplicity of competition, for we are all complex beings and made to be unique. We all have a special purpose and our own ways that were created to be a specific relation. I said we have our own ways, but we all relate in our differences. Being that what is relatable is our appreciation of each other. Who wants to be like anyone else? I've never understood that. If you're a real one out there, if you're a chosen one, you appreciate being an individual. So if that is the path that you have chosen, you are on the correct network. Yes, are you a rebel in this revolution? Do you not mind being different? Do you not mind setting yourself apart from the masses and from the norm, as they call it? What is normal? We've been producing and collaborating to be like each other instead of appreciating our individuality. So shout out to my queens who know who they are and who they're created to be and really enjoy seeing others who are prosperous, who are successful, and who have a beauty that is unlike any other beauty, right? I appreciate your beauty, my queens. I appreciate seeing you be successful and thrive and shine. This poem is entitled Precious, Precious Aspirations. My precious woman, do you look on and admire the curves of your waist, the crease of your smile? Did you stop to notice? Did your conscience acquire such unique and sacred, a tone, a voice, stern yet quiet and mild? Everyone is looking at the shoes, whether their designer, feeling as if outward appearances could recompense and reconcile. Yet the life sentence lived would not permit. They couldn't even attempt to walk a mile. Your tenacity as cobblestones and pebbles on stilettos, like walking over freshly watered grass, yet not stumbling all the while. Has it come to mind? You've neglected your aspirations, like papers balled up in a pile. Lies believed, secrets conceived, forfeited, forsaken, tucked away in a cabinet amongst a file. My queen, my lady, my rose, your authenticity is not meant for the masses to be pleased. Intricate moves and styles, don't regret that you are not like everybody else. God chose this. This is you. Be reconciled. Precious are your aspirations. Well, my loves, my beloved, I hope you can delve and dive as you look at your reflection and understand there's only one of you. We have our outward appearance, right? But what protrudes from inside to the out enhances that beauty you already have. I am so proud of my queens out there who have accepted their authenticity. And if you are someone who has been lost in this matrix mindset of who you are and what you're supposed to be and what is a preference as far as what you look like and how you dress, how you carry yourself, if it's wrapped up in a worldly way, a way that does not truly respect your intimate feelings of self, I ask that you turn it around. Don't worry about what everyone else may suggest or say or think, but come to know and appreciate yourself for who you are, my lady, my rose, my sunflowers. There is much love in taking your true self and exploring it, not bottling up all that you ever thought of, all that you ever aspired to be, all that you dream of, your creativity. Be who you want to be, not what someone else tells you or shows you to be. I appreciate each and every one that's here on this podcast. And if you've had the peaceful heart, if you've had the joyful soul, or if you're in a place where you're frustrated, wherever you are in your mindset or and your emotions, I'm asking that you bring your thoughts into the captivity of a higher frequency, of a range and a realm that puts you where you see your beauty as a flower's beauty, as a beautiful flourishing tree's beauty, as the sunset's beauty, as a ocean's waves beauty. I want you to see yourself truly. And if you've been devalued in any way, realize that you must relate to yourself. relate to your true wants and needs, and appreciate stepping out of any kind of box. That's what we do here. We step out of the box to step into our destiny. And we are the changes that we want to see. And there is no perfection to be obtained, but it is a comfort to be comfortable with yourself. I love you the way you are, my queens. We can all do better. There's always something we could improve. But in the meantime, come as you are. Come as you are. Come as you are. I'm right here for you. Please be lifted. And you know, it's very important, and I'm going to say it. A pen to a page keeps your mind right. What do you need to face today? Do you need to look at your face in the mirror and say, you know what, I love you. You know what, I'm proud of you. Hey, I like the way you smile. Well, you know, you remind me of exactly what I always wanted to be. Remind yourself that no matter where you are, in whatever circumstances or whatever's going on around you, that you can still love on yourself. Constant love for yourself would be what God would want. I know it would be a sin to hate on yourself. I had to learn that the hard way. Love yourself today. You are made for a purpose. Be yourself today. Much love, much peace, much joy to you, my queens. Until next time, have a reciprocal day.